Hello and welcome to The Sound of Science with Penny Sarté and Sam Hollick. This week, we look at some of the more silly science stories making the headlines. But first, here's a roundup of the week's research news.
A semiconductor optical fibre has been developed that improves on current glass fibres. These new fibres were produced by depositing zinc selenide inside glass capillaries and are more efficient at changing the frequency of light, so would allow more colours to be used in optical displays. But more importantly, zinc selenide can efficiently transport infrared light, unlike the traditional glass fibres. Devices that work better with infrared could be useful in monitoring some atmospheric pollutants, which absorb infrared strongly.
Very young mammal hearts are capable of healing themselves. It has been found that during the first week of life, mice can rebuild heart tissue through the extra proliferation of existing heart tissue cells, called cardiomyocytes. Adult humans also have cardiomyocytes capable of replacing damaged heart tissue, but the production rate of these cells is too low to repair the damage caused by a heart attack. By narrowing down the time frame in which hearts can repair themselves, this work helps lay the foundation for a better understanding of how to treat damages to this vital organ.
Researchers have made ice that is permanently electrically polarized. Water molecules are normally polarized, but because the structure of normal ice is quite disordered, polarization tends to cancel out, leaving ice electrically neutral. By freezing water in very thin nanochannels, scientists were able to line the molecules up in a one-dimensional string of ice. This ice is ferroelectric, meaning that applying a reverse electric field will reverse the polarization of the ice. And now, Penny takes a look at some of the more bizarre and light-hearted recent science findings.
Researchers at the City University of New York have found a link between bitter tastes and judgmental opinions. In a study of 57 volunteers, participants were given different drinks and asked to rate a number of scenarios on their immorality. The scenarios included the bribing of a politician and a person eating their pet after it had died. The experiment found that those who had imbibed bitter-tasting drinks were likely to rate these scenarios far more harshly than those who had been given sugary drinks or water. Furthermore, the study found that bitter drinks have more of an effect on people with right-wing political views, whilst those with liberal beliefs were less affected. So next time you're at a bar with friends, think twice before ordering a gin and tonic or a pint of stout. Your friends may find you less agreeable afterwards. Whilst at the bar, in the cinema, or stuck on a train, you may, however, like to check to see if you have cancer. This could, in theory, be made possible by a new mobile phone app. Scientists at the Massachusetts General Hospital have developed a new technique for testing to see if a tumour is benign or malignant. This new method involves using antibodies to bind magnetic particles to proteins in cancerous cells. A handheld MRI scanner then quantifies the number of particles that vibrate, indicating how likely the sample is to be cancerous. Whilst this new technique has the potential to improve upon the standard diagnostic tests currently used in hospitals, media attention is focused upon the program used to interpret the data and calculate the final results, which takes the form of a smartphone app. It is emphasized, however, that this new technology is not for home use. And finally, have you thanked your luck recently that you weren't born a monkey? No? Well, it's time to take a moment and ponder how fortunate you really are. Research has found that, like humans, male capuchin monkeys apply scent to make themselves more attractive to mates. However, rather than aftershave, these monkeys opt instead to cover themselves in their own urine. Scientists in Texas have found that the scent of a mature male's urine stimulates an increase in the brain activity of females, which is believed to be caused by the presence of testosterone. This finding finally reveals the reason behind this long-observed odd behaviour, which involves males urinating on their hands and then rubbing it into their fur.
That's all for this show. Join us again next week.